Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace and peace be with you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Very warm welcome to St. Catherine's and St. Margaret's for our service of home worship on this second Sunday of Easter. We give thanks to God for the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ from the dead. Our assurance that never again can we be separated from the love of God. We come together as brothers and sisters in Christ to offer our praise and worship to our Heavenly Father. We open our hearts to Him in prayer. Father of glory, holy and eternal, look upon us now in power and mercy. May your strength overcome our weakness, your radiance transform our blindness, and your spirit draw us to that love shown and offered to us by your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. And as we come into the presence of our Heavenly Father, let us first seek his forgiveness of our sins, that we may know his peace in our hearts. Lord Jesus, you raise the dead to life in the spirit. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you bring pardon and peace to the sinner. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you give light to those in darkness. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, glory be to God on high. Alleluia to the Saviour who has gained the victory. Spirit, fount of love and sanctity. Alleluia, alleluia, to the triune majesty. Almighty Father, you have given your only Son to die for our sins and to rise again for our justification. Grant us so to put away the leaven of malice and wickedness, that we may always serve you in pureness of living and truth. Through the merits of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from the book of the Acts of the Apostles. Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and listen to what I say. You that are Israelites, listen to what I have to say. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested to you by God with deeds of power, wonders, and signs that God did through him among you, as you yourselves know. This man handed over to you according to the definite plan and foreknowledge of God, you crucified and killed by the hands of those outside the law. But God raised him up, having freed him from death, because it is impossible for him to be held in its power. For David says concerning him, I saw the Lord always before me, for he is at my right hand, so that I will not be shaken. Therefore my heart was glad, and my tongue rejoiced. Moreover, my flesh will live in hope. For you will not abandon my soul to Hades, or let your Holy One experience corruption. You have made known to me the ways of life. You will make me full of gladness with your presence. Fellow Israelites, I say to you confidently of our ancestor David, that he both died and was buried, and his tomb is with us to this day. Since he was a prophet, he knew that God had sworn with an oath to him that he would put one of his descendants on his throne. Foreseeing this, David spoke of the resurrection of the Messiah, saying, he was not abandoned to Hades, nor did his flesh experience corruption. This Jesus God raised up, and of that all of us are witnesses. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The response to Psalm 16. In your presence, O Lord, there is fullness of joy. Protect me, O God, for you, in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, you are my Lord. I have no good apart from you. In your presence, O Lord, there is fullness of joy. As for the holy ones in the land, they are the nobles in whom is all my delight. In your presence, O Lord, there is fullness of joy. Those who choose another god multiply their sorrows. Their drink offerings of blood I will not pour out, or take their names upon my lips. In your presence, O Lord, there is fullness of joy. The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup. You hold my lot. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. I have a goodly heritage. In your presence, O Lord, there is fullness of joy. I bless the Lord who gives me counsel. In the night also my heart instructs me. I keep the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. In your presence, O Lord, there is fullness of joy. Therefore my heart is glad and my soul rejoices. my body also rests secure. For you do not give me up to Sheol, or let your faithful one see the pit. In your presence, O Lord, there is fullness of joy. You show me the right path. In your presence there is fullness of joy. In your right hand are pleasures for evermore. In your presence, O Lord, there is fullness of joy. Reading from the first letter of Peter. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. By his great mercy he has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who are being protected by the power of God through faith, for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you rejoice, even if now for a little while you have had to suffer various trials, so that the genuineness of your faith, being more precious than gold, though perishable, is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honour when Jesus Christ is revealed. Although you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and rejoice with an indescribable and glorious joy. For you are receiving the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Listen to the Gospel of Christ according to St. John. Glory to you, O Lord. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger in the mark of the nails, and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe. Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. The disciples were sheltering in Jerusalem, afraid of the authorities. As they discussed their fears, Jesus appeared among them and greeted them with the words, "Peace be with you." We can only imagine their excitement as they rejoiced in his presence. Today we celebrate the good news that Christ has risen. We rejoice in his presence with us, for he is with us. He comes to each of us in our own situations and reaches out to us, uniting us to himself and to one another in his love. He greets us with the same words, "Peace be with you," as he opens his arms to us and embraces us in his love. He breathes his love upon us and strengthens us with the Holy Spirit, just as he breathed over the disciples. We share their joy as we rejoice in the presence, his presence with us. Suddenly, in that room, the disciples realized that they were not alone. In the midst of their fear and confusion, Jesus had come to them. Neither are we alone. In the circumstances of our daily lives, in our joys and sorrows, hopes and fears, the risen Jesus is with us. Jesus is risen and he lifts us up. He raises us up now. Let us open our eyes to recognize his presence with us. And with Thomas and the disciples, let us proclaim him, my Lord and my God. Amen. In the power of the Holy Spirit and in union with Christ, let us bring our prayers for the church and for the world to our Heavenly Father. We pray for the church throughout the world, for the leaders of the church, among them Mary, our bishop. We pray for the clergy and people of our diocese, for our own ministry area. May the church faithfully proclaim the risen Christ, the sure ground for hope in the world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the people of the world, for victims of violence and oppression, among them the people of Ukraine and throughout the Middle East, for all suffering the effects of natural disaster, and for those suffering through famine or drought. May the power of the risen Christ bring peace where there is conflict, and reconciliation where there is division. We pray, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our own community, for our families, friends, and neighbors. We give thanks for all who serve the needs of the vulnerable. May we witness to the risen Christ in our daily lives, bringing your love and peace to all with whom we share our lives. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who are in need, for those who are sick, for those who are bereaved, for the lonely and isolated, and for all in any kind of need. We hold in our hearts before God those known to us who are in need at this time, and all whose names are recorded in our intercession books. Relieve them according to their need. Strengthen them with your Holy Spirit, and console them with the love of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who have died. We remember before God our own departed loved ones. We pray for the recently departed, those whose anniversary of death falls at this time. Welcome them and all the departed into the eternal joy and peace of your heavenly kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We bring all our prayers to our Heavenly Father as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The risen Christ came and stood among his disciples and said, "Peace be with you." They were overjoyed on seeing the Lord. The peace of the Lord be with you and with all those whom you love. Let us pray. Lord God, our Father, through our Saviour Jesus Christ, you have assured your children of eternal life, and in baptism have made us one with him. Deliver us from the death of sin, and raise us to new life in your love, in the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Just before our blessing, I'd like to thank you all for joining us, our family in Getligare, for our service of home worship this morning. It's really lovely to have you with us. I hope you all have a very happy, peaceful, and healthy week to come. I hope very much that you will be able to join us once again for another service of home worship next Sunday morning. The Lord be with you. God the Father, by whose glory Christ was raised from the dead, strengthen you to walk with him in his risen life. The blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.
Is the scepter, is the you.